In the Godly Play Canon, the curriculum we use with our children, this is the time of year when we tell the stories of the parables. Parables are found in gold boxes because they are presents given to us before we were even born. The lid on a parable box is kind of like a closed door. Sometimes the parables seem closed to us, even if we're ready to enter them. You need to keep coming back to them again and again, and one day they will open. Why is it that we would tell parables in this season after Epiphany? We tell them because Jesus is the greatest parable. And in this season, when we explore the manifestation of God in the incarnation of Jesus, we tell stories that we might come closer to understanding who this Jesus was and who we are called to be as his followers. We come back and tell our sacred stories again and again, that they might open up something new in us. And so up here in church, we tell sacred stories again and again every year in this season, and we always begin with baptism and then continue with the calling of Jesus' first disciples. Today we enter the Gospel of John and sort of witness Jesus' baptism and then the calling of his disciples. This story happens over the course of several days, a scene that we visit again and again. Last week, we heard Matthew's account of this baptism scene, short but descriptive. John's version is not concerned with describing what actually happened. In fact, our reading actually doesn't even include the baptism. It picks up in the gospel the day after Jesus was baptized. As is often the case in this gospel, the writing is less about what and more about why. Here, John is focusing his readers and us not on the event itself, but on what it points to, a sign that leads people to knowing Jesus as the Son of God. And so we encounter John the Baptist and his declaration that in baptizing Jesus, it was revealed to him that Jesus was the one. John pointed the way to Jesus, which led to the calling of Jesus' first two disciples the day afterwards. Here in John, we don't see Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee and gathering fishermen away from their nets. No, here in John, we see John the Baptist actually handing off his own disciples to Jesus. They are not called. They are pointed, and then they decide to follow. When Jesus saw them following, he turned around and said to them, "What are you looking for?" He's asking them, "What is it that you seek?" They answer him with what appears to be an unconnected follow-up question. "Teacher, where are you staying?" What they want to know is where is it that he truly abides, that deepest part of him. Is he truly the Son of God? He answered them, "Come and see." They followed him to his home and remained with him, and they found something. They saw something. Something that led Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, to seek him out and to bring him to Jesus, who took one look at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. A sign of the transformation that begins when we come and see. And we follow. Our reading ends here, giving us this arc of baptism, proclamation, seeking and following, coming and seeing, following. And then the transformation. This could very well be the Cliff's Notes on what it is to live a life of faith. But what I'm most interested in, what I think speaks to our common life here at All Souls right now, is following and this petition to come and see. We seek to follow Jesus in his boldness, courage, and compassion. This is the first sentence of our vision statement that we as a community discerned just a little over a year ago, a guiding statement that we hold together as a way of shaping who it is that we are becoming. And it begins with following Jesus. We follow because we are looking for something. We are seeking. Our vision statement points us toward Jesus and then toward the ways in which our following leads us into worship, into community, and into service. This energy from our visioning process in 2012 gave us clarity, and it propelled us into the work last year of growing our parish, or perhaps better stated, into the work of catching up with an already growing and changing parish. There have been many changes in the last year. Some have been very visible, like the move last September to 3 Sunday services and the addition of an all-ages formation hour. Some of them have been more subtle, like the formalization of a team approach to clergy pastoral care. And throughout all of these and much more, we have been following this vision of following Jesus in his boldness, courage, and compassion. And it seems to me that right now is the time of come and see. Now is the time of invitation and transformation. When we live in a place of come and see, we inhabit the ability of inviting people into relationship. And not just in that all-call sense of, hey, if you're interested in coming and seeing, let me know. No. Come and see is about personal invitation, about inviting and creating meaningful relationship. And it is essential to the various ways in which we are becoming community and seeking ways of getting smaller as we grow bigger. It's seen in the loaves and fishes dinners, small gatherings in people's homes where food is shared and new connections are made. Everyone is invited. Anyone can sign up. But what has made these a success is the personal invite from the hosts to newcomers and longtimers alike. I think we see this in the emerging affinity groups, where people who share common interests are seeking each other out to form community. And it must play an essential part in all of our ministries, both those focused inside these walls and those at the world at large. Last Monday, we began an old idea in a new way. We had the first of what's going to be a regular second Monday of the month all ministry meeting. Members of about a dozen different ministries in the parish gathered. We began with a brief plenary reflection before breaking into our individual committees and teams to do the work we're called to do. And then we came back together for a time of reflection. For this first gathering, we were invited to answer 3 questions. What are 3 things that we're most excited about in our ministry in the coming year? What other ministries should we be collaborating with or communicating with? And what resources do we need to make this happen? Hands down, the number one resource nearly every ministry, from outreach to newcomers and greeters and everything in between, the number one resource needed is more people to participate, to support, and to imagine what comes next. And you know what? As I was sitting in that meeting, hearing that was not depressing. It was not daunting. It was actually really hope-filled. Hope-filled in that way you get when you realize you're not alone, you're actually in the same boat with a bunch of other people, and you realize this isn't about you at all. For me, that was a reminder of our orientation, that God is always at the center. And the way that more people are going to join us is when we say to each other, come and see, one person at a time. Asking others to join us comes naturally to some people, and others have to cultivate this skill. It's not always easy. I know this from experience. There was a year where I asked 6 different people to co-teach a Sunday school classroom, and I got shot down 6 times. They all had good reasons. It didn't make it any easier. But do you know what? Those conversations planted seeds for the future. And sometimes they actually led to conversations about other directions in ministry that people were interested in. And so then I was able, like John the Baptist when he pushed people off to Jesus, to connect those people that I had sought out with other ministry leaders. But at the end of the day, I had gone out and said, come and see. And a relationship was begun. And I usually came back later and asked them again. And maybe it was the right time, and sometimes it wasn't. Often it takes us being invited, being asked to come and see 3 or 4 or 5 times before we're ready. Like the parables, we have to return again and again, praying together about how we are called to follow and what new might be opened up in us. And the thing is, when you ask someone to come and see, you don't know if you're the first person or the 5th person to ask, if you're planting the garden or you're going to get to reap the harvest. The only way you find out is if you ask. For it is in this asking, in this seeking in each other, that we find the beginning of transformation in ourselves, in this beloved community, and in the world. Friends, let's listen and pay attention. Let's look to the signs before us. During this season after Epiphany, what new part of our common life will you commit to coming and seeing? Look around. Who is sitting next to you that you will ask to come and see about the ministry that you care for deeply? I pray that it may be that as we continue to realize our vision here at All Souls, that we follow Jesus and invite all who seek Christ deep into our parish family. Amen.